Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for March 9 to 15, 2013. Obama's first upcoming visit to Palestine and Israel as president met with lack of hope by Palestinians. Meanwhile, Israelis form a very right-wing coalition one day before legal period expires. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, Israeli soldiers used chemical water and tear gas to attack unarmed protesters against the Israeli wall and settlements. Protests were organized at a number of West Bank communities. I am EMC's Salam Kumsiya with the story.
On Friday of this week, anti-war and settlements protests were organized at the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh in central West Bank and Al-Masr village in the south. At the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, villagers and their supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on lands taken from local farmers. Israeli troops stationed at the wall in both locations used tear gas and chemical water to force people back. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. At the village of Nabi Saleh, soldiers stopped the march at the village entrance and used chemical water, tear gas, and rubber-coated steel bullets to force people back. Soldiers then invaded the village and fired tear gas at residents' homes. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also on Friday, at Al-Masr village, southern West Bank, Israeli troops stopped the weekly anti-war protest there at the village entrance. Soldiers forced people back into the village using rifle butts and buttons to push people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
Palestinians skeptical about the upcoming Obama visit. Meanwhile, Israeli right-wing factions form a coalition to form the new government. The details with IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura.
The upcoming visit of the U.S. President Barack Obama to the region is met with a rather fluctuating attitude in the occupied Palestinian territories. It is one of the few cases where the Palestinian civil society and the Palestinian Authority are in agreement that Obama trip does not bring any hope to the region. While the Palestinian Authority is taking some security measures in preparation for the visit that was not publicly announced until Thursday, the Palestinian civil society organizations, which has a strong impact on the public opinion in Palestine, does not feel comfortable with the visit. At least 100 Palestinian non-governmental organizations have signed a letter to President Barack Obama asking him to pressure Israeli authorities during his upcoming visit to the region to own settlements on Palestinian land. The organizations stated that Obama has to work first for the immediate release of all political detainees, the removal of all Israeli barriers, more than 600 of them in the West Bank, and the end of the Gaza siege in order to achieve peace in the region. There must be a time frame for the application of the international law in order to ensure the Palestinian right of return, self-determination, and the establishment of an independent Palestinian state. Mohsen Abu Ramadan, chairman of the board of Palestinian NGO Network, stated during a press conference on Thursday. Another group of young civil society activists launched a campaign they called Obama Ahlin, meaning welcome Obama, yet in a sarcastic tone. The goal of the campaign is to try to meet with U.S. President and deliver a message that includes, but not all limited to, pursuing Israel to release all Palestinian political prisoners from its jails and an immediate end to the Israeli military occupation in the Palestinian territories occupied in 1967, in addition to other demands listed on their homepage on Facebook. In the meantime, three right-wing Israeli parties signed an agreement to form a coalition that would enable them to form the new government in Israel. The three parties are the Likud, Habayit HaYehudi, the Jewish House, and Yesh Atid, There Is a Future. The new government is expected to focus on the construction of more settlements in the West Bank, which puts more nails in the coffin of the two-state solution, which is the same trend the previous government has been following. Former Israeli member of Knesset and leader of Israel's Gosh Shalom, the peace bloc, Yuri Avniri, said today, "The future has arrived and it looks suspiciously like the past. Indeed, the new policies look very much like the old policies," Avniri added. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
This week, Israeli attacks on Palestinians left one young man dead and another one critically injured, while Israeli troops conducted at least 54 military incursions into West Bank communities. During those invasions, Israeli soldiers kidnapped 31 Palestinians, including two children. IMEMC's Iman Bajali has more.
On Tuesday of this week, 25-year-old Mahmoud Attiti was shot and killed by an Israeli dum-dum bullet to the head in the Al-Fawar refugee camp in Hebron, in the southern part of the occupied West Bank. Two more Palestinians were shot by live rounds and six by rubber-coated metal bullets. Attiti died when soldiers clashed with local youth near his home. He works as an online journalist. Earlier in the week, a Palestinian child was injured on Monday afternoon when she was hit by an Israeli settler's car in occupied East Jerusalem. 9-year-old Nadine Jolies was walking home from her school when a settler hit her with his car and fled the scene, eyewitnesses told local news. Meanwhile, Palestinian teenager was seriously injured on Thursday by Israeli army fire in the Tulkarem district, in the northern part of the occupied West Bank. Local sources reported that the army invaded the area and opened fire at a number of residents, seriously wounding one Palestinian identified as Hamza Haloub, 18. A Red Crescent ambulance rushed to the scene and moved Haloub to a hospital in Tulkarem. He suffered a gunshot injury to the lung. Earlier on Thursday, Palestinian medical sources in Nablus, in the northern part of the occupied West Bank, reported that dozens of Palestinians have been treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation after the army invaded Talfit nearby village and clashed with local youth. In the Gaza Strip this week, Israeli forces conducted two limited invasions targeting border areas in the coastal enclave. On Monday, army tanks and bulldozers invaded areas close to Gaza City and destroyed farmlands. Later on Thursday, Israeli tanks and bulldozers uprooted trees and destroyed farmlands at the southern Gaza borders with Israel. Moreover, on Thursday, Israeli Navy opened fire at Palestinian fishing boats, causing damage but no injuries. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Bajali.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for March 9 to the 15th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hossam Kassis and me, George Rishmawi.